What is up, fellas? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It is year 12, week 8. And this week, it's just going to be myself and the co-commish. So I'm going to hand it over to him.
What is up, boys? Back by popular demand is your two favorite people in the league. We've heard it from all over the place that you guys just love hearing our voice. So we just had to give the people what they want. And so here we motherfucking are.
Nope. Yeah, so this week we're about halfway through the season. So instead of having a couple different people on, we decided let's just do the two of us, kind of get through this, have a commish conversation, and we'll see what happens. Should be a fun pod. All right, so since we are a league friendly pod, we're going into everyone's favorite teams.
Let's do it. So first, we got your boy, my boy, Dippy's Packers taking a fat dub against the Washington football team, throwing a fat 24 on them while Washington only got 10. Thank you, Dippy, for knocking out another NFC East team for your boys.
No problem. It was a little closer than I wanted at the beginning there, but we came out with a win. That's all that matters. JC's Giants. 25-3 against the Panthers. I'm not going to lie, Squiz. I was pretty surprised about this one.
Let's go, baby. Bro, I was fucking shocked as a motherfucker. I'll take it, though, all day. We also have Sparks' Saints getting a dub on the Cardinals, only throwing up 13 points. I hear them Cardinals are nasty, but they did get that dub.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and stop you there because they definitely didn't beat Cardinals.
That's a typo.
They beat the Seahawks.
I knew it was one of them damn birds.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was an ugly game. Cardinals are undefeated, though. So, right. Cody's Eagles. Let's hear that, JC.
Them Eagles.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
That's just what the Eagles are about right now. I mean, taking a fat L, 33-22 against them Raiders, bro. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, man. Those Eagles, bro. I thought Jalen Hurts would at least give them a chance this year, but they've looked like absolute dog shit.
Yes, sir. Next, and last but not least is Noah's team, guys. I mean, this guy is just a massive Titans fan. You know, he's got jerseys, fucking his screensaver at work is fucking Titan shit.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yes, sir. They got a dub 27-3 against the Chiefs. Bro, what the fuck are the Chiefs doing?
I don't know, man. I'm telling you, the Chiefs defense is awful. Pat Mahomes is going through a bit of a regression right now. They just look confused out there. So we'll see if they even make the playoffs this year.
I know. It's wild, bro. Fucking wild.
It is weird to think about. All right. So in the week 7 fantasy recap, Victor put a beating on JT, 131-117. And at the same time, Andre put a beating on Luis, 131-114, which Luis hit him up with the GG pretty early on the week. And Andre said, no, sir, don't put that jinx on me. I'm going to whoop that ass. And came in and did work, Luis.
Every week, this fool hits me up looking for someone else's number that he's playing that week. And he's like, I'm not saying anything, bro.
Yeah, he sent me a text on Sunday morning, said, hey, can I get Jerry's number? and then 3 minutes later, he sent me a text message of a screenshot of what he sent to Dre, and I was just cracking.
Bro, Luis is on that voodoo, bro. So if you can, and if you're playing Luis 1 week, just shut your phone off for like the entire week, and I mean you're probably gonna hide, you know, be able to hide out from that voodoo and that bad juju he's trying to bring your way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And in the biggest beatdown of the week, Noah handed it to your ass with 167-100.
The biggest beatdown of the week, he says. But you know what?
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
You know it, baby. You know it. As far as some other matchups go, Dippy catches a dub against Darius. A pretty close one, 125.06 to 118.48. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Getting you another dub. You and I are kind of chilling next to each other.
It was lucky.
On the death chart. Hey, bro. Fantasy football is all fucking luck, so we'll take it. Gaskins and Robbins, bro. Last week on the pod, these fools, Victor included, were talking about how my team was going to look like dog shit. How in the hell does Birdo's team look even worse with 84.09 points against Keith, who just smashed that ass with 122.74?
I mean, honestly, bro, that was one of the worst showouts I've ever seen by a team.
84? Is that the lowest we've had yet? Is that the lowest
we've had yet? It's pretty low. Yeah, it's pretty low, and he put in Darren Waller in his lineup, who was not even active, and then also he picked up Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Oh God!
Put him in his flex, and he scored 0 points because he hurt himself in pregame, and no one announced it till the game started.
Then
he threw in Sam Darnold in a quarterback slot, and Sam Darnold scored 2 points.
Bro, you're playing inactive players when you're 0-6, dog, and now you're 0-7? Come on, bro.
At that point, he had already lost the game, so he said, fuck it.
Jesus, Bert. That is embarrassing.
Nope.
So, on to the next matchup. We have Call of Duty, Cobes, against Smiles. You know, Smiles talked a lot of that shit about my team, and this fool got fucking smashed by a guy who was literally winless. So
yes, sir.
You're fucking embarrassing, Smiley. Great, good thing that I can't hear your ass talking back. Your team's fucking dog shit. Next, we have Sparks against Pat. Bro, Cooper Kupp on Pat's team is just disgusting, bro.
Great pick. That was a great pick.
This guy, is he like the number one receiver right now, or is it Hill?
No, it's not. No, Cup's number one by a long shot.
What the hell? Good fucking pickup, Pat. You got the dub over Sparks with 151.88 to 127.84. Good shit. Good shit.
Yeah, I just pulled up the top five wide receivers. It's Cup with 192 points, and then second is Tyreek with 151.
Jeez, bro.
So he's got 40 points on the second place guy. And then also he's got Devontae on his team, who's at one. He's the fourth ranked receiver. So
that'll
once
work.
Again, Pat ends up with two really good receivers on his team. And, you know, we'll see if he can pull a back-to-back championship this year.
Good shit. Good shit. I like it. I think he might be able to do it. Get his ass up there with Cody.
My dark horse.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think that a lot of the teams everybody was talking about was Pat, Noah, and Dre. So, I mean, that's still possible. Those guys are killing it. On to one of the new and one of, I think it's a fan favorite, our new, what do they call these things? I forget. This is the Puffington Post.
Smoke weed every day.
Brought to you by J-Dub Marlboro Light. Boys, it is the Puffington Post. Now, I'd love to go around the room so we can all talk about how much fucking water we're all drinking because we are some pussy-ass, bitch-ass, hoe-ass, fake-asses. But you know what? No water today. Dip, what do you got?
I got a Coke Zero over here, bro.
Okay, baby boy. I got me a zero fruit punch. Sugar.
Fruit punch, Bubba.
Zero is there sugar. Any alcohol in that fruit? No, is there
fruit punch, bro?
No, there's not. I'm sorry.
Is that like wine punches you got for your kids? You just threw it in a glass for yourself?
It might be. Don't judge me. Guys, look, we're progressing, all right? We went from water to sodas and some high sugar drinks. You know, maybe next week we'll actually be smoking a fat blunt.
Next week I'm gonna be sitting here smoking a blunt.
It's a gateway. A gateway. As far as the Puffington Post goes, there's been rumor, or actually it's not even a rumor anymore. It's actually facts. Mark Ingram has been traded to Dustin Saints. He's actually going right back home to finish out the season with them New Orleans Saints.
I'm sure he's happy about that, going back to the running back room with Alvin Kamara. That should be good 1-2 punch there in the Saints running back room. So congrats to Mark Ingram for getting out of that shitty organization down in Houston. And we'll see if he can do anything in New Orleans. Moving to other news, congrats to Pat and Rachel on the birth of their first child, Beckham. Maybe one day he'll grow up to be as sexist as his dad is.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. That is Pat's way, isn't it? It's the Danish way.
It's the Danish way, bro. You know, we're just kidding with you, Pat. You're not sexist. You're just a douchebag.
Here it comes. I'm sorry.
Pat, you asshole. On to the next one.
All right, guys. All right. We love you, Pat, for real. All right, next up, week 7 injuries. This isn't an injury, but an illness. Davante Adams and Alan Lazard, sadly, both are on the COVID list and will not be playing Thursday night. So it's going to be a beat-ass receiver core we're throwing out there tomorrow night against the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's actually pretty – I heard something, I think it was on the Footballers, that said that your boy Aaron Rodgers actually throws more passes or gets more touchdowns or something whenever Davante Adams is out. So someone's going to be catching them shits. Good luck out there, boys. Maybe you could get yourself some Packers and get some of them points.
Mm-hmm.
Your boy, well, especially my boy, since I grabbed his sticker, Zach Wilson is out for a few weeks with a knee injury. I think they're going to be starting a gentleman by the name of Michael White at quarterback there at the New York.
And they just picked up Joe Flacco as the backup.
Yeah.
So, that team was already looking like dog shit. Well, not
if
too
you're,
bad.
But if you're playing in a defense, in a league that has team defenses, try to pick up the Bengals this week.
Fire them up, boys. Fire them up.
Yep. Miles Sanders was hurt this past week, and he is with an ankle injury, and he is week to week. And so Cody's unfortunate running back woes continue.
Yes, sir. Last but not least, from what we hear, Josh Jacobs has a chest injury, but should be fine to play this week, allegedly. We shall see how that goes.
Yeah,
fingers crossed.
I was reading that he got taken out of the game on Sunday, and then they were talking it up to be some, he was going to get x-rays and all these things, and he came out on Instagram and said he was perfectly fine. So
what the
expect to see him in the lineup this week.
That'll work.
All right, on to the waiver wire. A lot of them this week, by the way. A lot of waiver wire pickups. People spending a lot of money. So we'll start low, and we'll go to the highest waiver wire pickup. And so we'll start with Pat, who spends $23 on Randall Cobb, who is going to be one of the only options out there tomorrow night. So maybe he'll make a good replacement for Devontae.
Yeah, for sure. Like we were saying earlier, apparently Aaron Rodgers throws a lot without Devontae Adams. So there's some targets out there being waiting to be accepted by someone. Smiles spent $30 on Kendrick Bourne, who is actually shooting for them Pats. I guess he's a fan of Mac Jones, but good luck on that 30 buckaroos, Smiles.
JC, you spent some money this week. $32 on Khalif Raymond. Am I saying that correct?
That's him.
We'll see if he's a one-hit wonder from this past week. It looked like he had some decent games leading up to it. So who knows? Maybe we'll find himself in your starting lineup soon.
Yeah, and here's my thing. If this fool doesn't pan out, I already fucking had my hopes crushed with Amon-Ra St. Brown. If the same thing happens with another lion, they're officially on my shit list for the rest of my life. So
same with Brandon Ayuk.
Great. The Niners, bro. They're already on there. Yes, Keith spent $25 on Tyler Conklin on the Vikings. Not bad.
Vikings, he's decent. Tier four tight end, maybe tier four. But
good luck, Keith.
I can't recall who Keaton's tight end is off the top of my head. I'll pull that up real
quick. Hopefully that's just a filler, but
I think it's a filler. Yeah, he's got Mark Andrews. Yeah, so Ravens on a bye this week, so we'll see if Conklin can fill that spot that the Andrews has been dominating in the past few weeks. Pat spent $45 on your boy Daniel Jones.
Yes, sir. I guess he liked the way he can catch passes and the out there, which is nice.
Yeah, he's got Lamar Jackson on a bye this week, so gotta throw in someone, and he decided Daniel Jones against that shitty Chiefs defense is gonna be the answer.
Yeah, sure. And of course I spent $25 on Boston Scott. Or sorry, $58 on Boston Scott. I wish I spent 25.
I want you to pull up Boston Scott right now and tell me what the next highest bid was.
Oh, good. I don't know how to see that, to be honest.
What? You never done that before?
I never look, bro.
It's fine. You have to do it right now, but you can do it when you're on the app as well. Okay. Like when you go to your waiver wire report, you can see if anyone else bid on the player that you bid on. Because I'm always interested when people spend like tons of money on a certain player, like if they just completely wasted their budget or if they're actually like outbidding someone by like a few points.
Yeah. Well, is there like, save me the suspense. Did somebody spend 57 or something on him?
No, like I can't tell. Only you can.
Oh, I can only see it.
You can tell, or if someone else, like if I would have bid on Boston Scott, I could have seen. I called the bids on it, but I didn't bid for Boston Scott because I couldn't give a shit about the guy.
Hey, this is a dart throw, right? Give me a break.
Yes, sir. Nah, that's fine. He might do well with Miles Sanders being out. We'll see.
Fingers crossed.
All right, so this one was kind of a head scratcher, and I want to know why Cody spent so much on this guy. I don't think I've ever seen this much money spent on defensive back before. He spends $51. Over 10% of his annual budget on Harrison Smith.
Bro, he was my second pick if I didn't get my boy out of New England. I mean
Harrison Smith is good, but I don't think I would have spent over $50 on him.
That was a lot of money.
He's like kind of like in past years he's been really good, but this year he's been pretty average, scoring maybe like 6 to 8 points a week.
Yeah, so. I mean, 6 to 8 points, that's an average. Having that in your DB slot ain't bad. I mean, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, could be worse.
51 is a lot. I agree to that.
It's a lot.
But there's a number that's higher than 51 that someone else spent. And this is our highest amount that we had this week on waivers. Your boy... The Polish bomber spent a whopping $200 on Brandon Bolden, completely clearing out his wallet. I mean, the guy is fucking broker than a joker.
He's in last place, by the way. Only owns 17.
I mean, I have a dart throw with Boston Scott, but Birdo's straight, aiming at the board with his eyes closed right now. Every damn Patriot in that backfield gets the rock, and he must have heard something about Bolden that we might have missed. So, Berto, I mean, I just hope that pays off for you.
Man,
good luck. Yeah.
Nope,
bro. I'm shocked that he dropped that much money on Brandon Bolden. I mean,
If he gets his first win this week, you know what? On the next week's pod, we'll talk about how what a genius move that was, Bert. How about that?
Yeah, I'll talk about how much of a genius move that is. But you got to think about this: Brandon Bolden does nothing on the rushing side, right? Mm-hmm. He only catches passes.
Yep.
And in this past week, he had 79 yards with the touchdown, but before that, I mean, he was just basically garbage, right? I mean,
yep.
He's complete hit or miss. And, I get it. He has to put someone in there because Josh Jacobs is on a bye and he doesn't have any running back depth whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But surely he could have got him for a little bit cheaper than 200 and kept a little bit of money for the rest of the year. But now he has zero.
And he's in last place. And I think after he heard all of this,
it was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
But it's too damn late.
I was wondering what you're going with that. I didn't want to ruin the moment.
For whatever reason, that one just takes forever to go. So it was worth it. But Bert, good luck, Bubba. You have no fucking money anymore. All you can do is make trades now. So,
I feel like Victor from last week just preaching a sermon about how shitty.
You know what? You're right. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Move on. All right, JC, heading into trade galore. What do we have this week?
We had one trade this week. If nobody else saw it, a lot of us didn't either. But Luis and Vic made a Sunday afternoon trade last week. Luis sends Dallas Goedert to Vic for Alex Collins. Not a terrible trade, but also not a good one either. Alex Collins is a temporary fill-in until we already saw Rashad Penny come back. But, also, we're going to see, Chris Carson come back at some point as well. So it's very temporary. Luis must have other plans. But, getting rid of Goddard, there really isn't a lot of tight ends. Obviously, there's not a lot of running backs either. But for a temporary running back, I guess. But good luck with that one.
The trade doesn't make sense to me because Dawson Knox injured his hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he had to have surgery on his hand and he's going to be out for at least this week, yeah, possibly next week. And Dallas Goedert was a serious, like, decent fill-in.
Yep.
But I guess I get it. Like, he values the running back two slot over the tight end slot. He's just going to, he picked up Mo Alie-Cox off the waivers. He's going to have to put Mo Alie-Cox back in this lineup again this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in Mo Alie-Cox is super, super touchdown dependent.
Yep.
So we'll see. Alex Collins, like you said, he's a couple week fill in until Chris Carson gets back. Rashad Penny was back this past week, and you saw what Collins did, 35 rushing yards with a 9-yard catch. So yeah. I mean, we'll see. Luis has got to get out of the bottom of the bottom feeder. So if he doesn't want to sit in Whataburger for 24 hours.
Oh, man. The battle for last continues.
Speaking of JC, let's get right into it. What do we got?
So, of course, we like to always kick things off with the very, very bottom. Now, I'm also a part of this bottom group. So you know what I'm going to say? Bottom feeders, let's fucking rise up and take out these assholes at the top.
I'm too.
Let's do it, baby. So in dead ass last with $0 in fab budget left, we have Gaskin and Robbins. Now, with that being said, this guy's not getting anybody off of waivers pretty much ever again, unless he hears something on Polish fantasy news that nobody else hears about. So he's going to be making trades, guys. Be ready for that shit so he cannot have to sit his ass inside a Whataburger, even though he is looking forward to it, allegedly. After him in 13th, we have Call of Duty. Copes did get his first dub against Smiles. Good job, Smiley, you idiot. So he's out of, a winless, week with his team so far. So he's got his first dub. Luis is 1-6 in 12th place. We got Big Deck Energy in 11th at 2-5. Myself, Bark to the Future, in 10th at 3-4. The commish of the league is in 9th. He jumped up two spots at 3-4 as well. Yeah, and yeah. Right outside of the top seven, we have Smiles McGiles at 4-3.
All right. Now I get to talk about the, what do we call this? What do we call the ops of the top feeder?
I think we call them like, I don't know, the top of the tower or
the,
something. I don't
the
know.
Cream, the cream of the crop.
Cream of the crop. I like it. I like it.
All right. Seventh to first place. We'll start with Clapping Cheeks. Dustin Sparks is in seventh place at 4-3. Sixth place, we got Darius, who dropped two spots after the loss this week. Victor stays in fifth place at 5-2. Pat won, but he dropped a spot to fourth place this week at 5-2. He's on a three-game winning streak. Andre, with the win this week, he moved up four slots to the third spot, third place. So he's back in the top three there. And then Keaton, on a six-game winning streak, is now at 6-1 in second place. Only 992 points scored for, 814 points scored against, which is the lowest in the league by over 100. And actually, it wasn't going to be 140 points until I saw Dustin actually has 885 scored against. So it's lowest scored against by over 70 points. So his fantasy team defense is doing pretty well this year. And then Noah, still the 6-1 first place, just unbelievable run that Noah's been on since he joined the league. It always feels like he's somewhere near the top.
Yep.
So we'll see if he finally is able to put that belt around his waist at the end of the season.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it is a sweet taste when you get that.
I mean, you can sit at the top of the standings all you want, but if you ain't got that ring, it ain't mean a thing.
Yes, sir. That trophy only goes home with the best of the best.
Yes, sir. Man. So Noah rounds out the top of the league, and so we'll move into the guillotine next.
Oh man, bro, the guillotine. I mean, we have received an absolute banger of another GIF that was released on Monday night, showing a drunko passed out cold in a New Orleans hotel, or possibly incapacitated by a dry ass Popeye's biscuit. Well, all I know is I bet his ass wishes he went out in New Orleans, in a New Orleans Popeye's, but unfortunately he lost his head in front of his loved ones. Rest in peace, JT. You shall be missed. Everybody, just hold your black eye mouths in the sky as we send JT off.
Got mine in the sky.
Puff, puff, pass.
Nope.
Sorry, JT. Maybe next year, Bubba. All right, so shout out to Cody for winning a nice $25 with the high point. I'm not going to lie, I did not expect a winless 0-6 team to come out with the high point this week, but he pulled it off, slapping on a nice 169 points to edge out Noah by two. Congrats to you, Cobes. Go buy yourself something nice.
Yes, sir. You know, I gave Smiles a lot of crap for letting Cody get the first dub, but Berto doesn't know this. Noah at the watch party at Darius's house for Pat's diaper shower, Noah was sweating and stressed out, literally cussing out Dippy about jinxing him because he thought he was going to give you your first win, bro. Legit, yes, bro. Was terrified.
I live for that, man. I live for that, bro. I was cracking up.
Bro, it was the best. So I'm sure Smiles is disappointed. You know, the league is, you let the league down, Smiles. You got to keep these fools at the bottom. Cody's finally out of there. So to the rest of the league, let's keep Berto's goofy ass down at the bottom, boys. Let's let that fool get a fat goose.
Let's do it. Who you got, baby? Let's go through the matchups of week 8. Starting
yes,
with
sir. We have our first one up, and it is our commish from first to last versus the Drizzy Drake Rogers. And the both of you fools are fucking idiots. Bull. we didn't come up with names, so we're winging it. Let's go. So we have Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is fucking baller. So actually, Matt Stafford looks pretty damn good on the Rams, bro. I ain't gonna lie. DeAndre Swift is questionable. Claypool is questionable. Oh man,
Swift's gonna play, bro.
Think so? Is he always questionable?
Fool's always questionable. He's gonna play.
Bro, how has Chase Edmonds been?
Mediocre. He started off really. I mean, he's a 19th ranked running back. He started off really hot. I mean, not really hot. He's just a good running back too.
Bro, and you're going against Swift and James Robinson. I'm sorry, bro. I got to give this one to Drizzy. His team just looks pretty nice. I know they're putting up fat numbers too. So, Drizzy. Go do work.
I mean, yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, my team doesn't even compare to his. So if I somehow pull a victory off this week, I'll be hitting Dre up with some bragging rights there.
Mission failed. We'll get him next time.
That's gonna be me on Sunday morning when I get through all the 12 o'clock games and I don't get a single text message of a touchdown.
You and me both, Bubba. You and me both.
All right. Next up, we got Luis versus Cody. Let's be real. This is the 1-6 bowl. Luis at 1-6. Cody at 1-6. Cody is coming off his first one of the season, though. Let's be real. They're both shitty teams. They both have these like okay running backs. I mean, the running back, also running backs I have to give to Luis just because he has Dalvin Cook. Receivers I might have to give to Cody because he has Jamar Chase, with Devontae Smith, who's been okay. Jamar Chase has been on another level. So I think I got to give that to Cody. Cody's got Kyle Pitts, and then it looks like Luis is going to have to start Mo Alley Cox. And then Kadarius Toney, who's been surprisingly pretty decent this year on the Giants. And it looks like he's been spotted at practice this week, so he should be back in the lineup. And so I might have to give this one to Cody, bro. I think Cody gets his second win of the year. And moves on to 2-6.
That'll work.
Why are you saying yes like that, bro?
I want Cody to get a fat L.
You think just because I picked Cody that
he's going to win? The commish cares, girl. Next up, we have D versus Bert in the – I don't have a fucking clue. I'm sorry, boys. I love y'all, all right? Bro, Darius, if you lose to Berto – the league's gonna be so upset, bro. Keep this man with a fat goose egg. He's playing Brandon Bolden, for crying out loud. D's got Mike Davis, Jonathan Taylor, Marvin Jones has been looking nice. So we got two Jags against each other because Bert has Agnew. Agnew's actually been kind of a target quite often for Trevor Lawrence. So that'll be a nice little battle there. Let's see. I mean, Berto's team has been under delivering a lot against his opponents. I'm just gonna assume it's gonna happen again. So D, I'm gonna go ahead and give this one to Berto to give you a little more extra luck on your side. So go get him, Bert. Hey, Dip, real quick, tell us that Berto's gonna get the dub. Just say it on the air because we need it. The league needs it.
Yeah, Berto's gonna get his first one this week.
Nope.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Kamish.
It doesn't work like that, Bubba.
Yes, but we'll see. It does.
All right, next up, I know he's gonna love that I got his matchup this week. I got Noah versus Smiley here, bro. Let's go through it. Noah, if you're still listening, may God be with you. Noah's team is looking so freaking good this year, bro. He's got Tom Brady. He's got the number one quarterback. Derrick Henry, the number one running back. Travis Kelce, the number one tight end. He's like, this dude's draft is unbelievable. Mike Evans, the number seven receiver. He's just got a solid lineup this week. I mean, I don't even have to go through Smiley's lineup here because Noah's just too good. I mean, Kyler obviously is going to have a decent game against Pack. Antonio Brown's doubtful to even play this week. I don't think he's going to be in. So it looks like he's most likely going to have to throw in a backup receiver, probably Kendrick Bourne, since he picked him off waivers this week. I would assume he's going to put in Kendrick Bourne where Antonio Brown is. So he's got Bourne, Samuel, KJ Osborne, Zach Ertz, who's, I'm just going through the team here, but he just doesn't match up against Noah's team. I got to pick Noah, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, Noah, this is your season, bro. This is your year. If you can make that team work through playoffs and get you undefeated through there, I mean, I know you're already on a streak as it is, but I mean, you can win it, bro. You can win it all. Next up, we have Big Dak Energy versus One Day and Two Cups. Pat's got some folks on buys with Lamar Jackson. It's actually just Lamar. So, I mean, throwing out Daniel Jones against KC is actually, I would say, a pretty good matchup. But Pat, the rest of Pat's team is just disgusting, bro. Freaking Cooper Kupp. Joe Mixon has been looking real nice. I mean, JT's got a solid running back duo as well with Daryl Henderson and Eli Mitchell. Also with Mike Williams to hopefully fend off Kupp. But, this one actually could be a close race, but I do have to give it to Pat, bro, because his team fucking comes to, they come to play every week. So I got to give this one to Pat. He is 5-2 on a 3-game winning streak. JT is 2-5 on a 2-game losing streak. So Tiz, if you can snap that losing streak, hats off to you, but got to give this one to Pat.
I'll be honest with you. I really think JT is going to pull this one off.
Oh, damn. Yes, sir, Bubba. You just got that curse too, Bubba.
I'm not even lying, bro. I really like JT's lineup. I really do.
JT is cursed. I don't know what
there's something about it, dog. He's got Dak. He's got Daryl Henderson, Mike Williams. Emmanuel Sanders. He's got a decent lineup, man. I really think he's gonna pull it off. All right. All right, Victor versus Keaton in the matchup of the top five matchup here. Keaton versus Keaton number two, Vic number five should be a good game. Pretty close matchup, but I'm gonna go with Keaton. His lineup is solid, man.
Bro, I can hear Vic cheering right now in this UPS truck.
I know Keaton has Mark Andrews is out this week. And Derek Carr is out as well. So he's thrown Joe Burrow in, who is not a bad backup quarterback to have. But I really think Keaton's just got a solid roster and he's going to pull this one off against Vic.
That'll work. I get the last one, which is me versus Dustin in the two most best-looking guys in this league bowl. Dippy came up with the name. I just, approved it, so sounds good to me. These guys have a pretty good matchup. I don't see very high projections for Keat. He's just losing by not very much, but it looks like the quarterbacks with Hurts versus Burrow is actually pretty good. I mean, Hurts doesn't look nice whenever you watch it, but he still puts up some pretty good points. He does have Zeke and Gainwell. I mean, might have just got the starting spot. So he's got some I mean, that we're basically, he's basically putting Gainwell against James Conner because that's who Keat has. But Keat also has Eckler. So, I mean, this is a pretty good matchup here. I think this could be anybody's game. You guys have some pretty close numbers here. I'm going to go ahead. Wait, am I looking at the wrong freaking team? I'm an idiot, bro. This is why I should be in bed right now. This is why I should be in bed with Noah.
I wasn't going to say anything, bro.
Dang it, bro. That's what I get for not clicking over. All right, boys. We're back. All right. I'm obviously getting my freaking butt handed to me, all right? I don't know why I was reading Vic versus Keith. I'm going to get my butt handed to me. I mean, we know what kind of points I put up last week, 100. I have everybody's dead. I don't even think I need to talk about this much anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and give this dub to Dustin. Congrats, bro. You got the win. Hope you get to celebrate out there in NYC. Congrats.
This fool's got David Johnson, Boston Scott, Jarvis Landry, LaVisca Chenault, Carson Wentz. God dang, JC. What the hell happened to your team, bro?
Nope.
We're I'm trying to get as far as I can without having to trade a soul. Some people out there already know that because they've been sending me trade requests. I can still do it, Div. I can still do it.
Who's sending you trade requests? I'd love to hear what these trade requests are.
Cody was looking at Gibson. Pat was looking at Gibson.
Hey, hit me up for Kareem Hunt, though, for real.
Oh, Noah wanted Kareem Hunt. Yeah, everybody's still there. They think I'm down and out.
Put them all on blast, JC. Put their names out there, bro.
They think I'm on suicide watch, bro. But you know what I said back to them?
Nope.
So, yep, I still got all my boys.
All right, let's get into the quick questions for the co-hosts here. Just a couple questions this week. I'll start off with the first question. All right, when you poop at home, do you drop your pants around your ankles or take them all the way off?
My answer is definitely I just drop them to my ankles. But if I had an answer for somebody in the league, I feel like JT is one of those people that has to take them all the way off. Like this guy, you know, takes them all the way off, sets them to the side, and I can just see him hunched over on that toilet, just breathing heavy. Like, you know, like that's definitely Tiz is a take him all the way off, bro. Promise.
I feel like Birdo's the same way, dog. Just those hairy ass legs, but he keeps his tube socks on.
The tube socks, mama. Yes. Yes.
Bro, I'll be honest with you. It depends. It depends on the poop. All right.
Take
I mean most
all the way off too.
Most times I've got them around my ankles, like 85-90% of the time. But bro, if I'm sweating, dog, and I'm like I'm working hard at pushing this thing out, like my pants are across the bathroom floor.
Yes, sir.
Hunched over.
just breathing so heavy, bro.
Yeah, man. That's I've funny. Been there. I get it, JT. I get it, bro.
The next question is, who do you think would win? And I'm gonna let you answer this, Dip. Who I'll answer after you, but who do you think would win? Superman or Goku?
Well, I don't know a ton about Goku. I'll be honest. I didn't watch Dragon Ball Z growing up like a lot of you guys did.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's, I mean, from the videos that I've seen, he's pretty damn powerful and very, I mean, I'll be honest. I don't really know much about it. I just know this fool can like, his hair lights up and he like brings the power. Like I don't really know much more about Goku, bro.
Brings the heat.
So but Superman, like he comes from a different planet, you know, he comes from Krypton or and he's got all this, he's basically a god among the living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Among men, and he can fly. He has unlimited strength. I mean, bro, I feel like it's a pretty fair fight, but I'm going Superman, dog.
Bro, Birdo, stop yelling in your post office, bro. You're yelling at your phone right now. You probably already broke the damn keyboard across one of your coworkers' heads. But Goku definitely gets the dub. And I'm going to tell you why, Dip. So Goku has fought the people that you've talked about before, the people from another planet that have unlimited, you know, strength or whatever, powers. But what Goku does, Dip, is every time he loses a fight to one of those strong opponents, he comes back just as strong as he was when he was defeated. Like, he comes back stronger when he was defeated. So this guy's always training. He's always getting stronger. He's always pushing past his limits. And then he finds a way to defeat his foes, bro. So Superman ain't training for shit. This fool he's just fighting whenever that shit goes down. Goku's fucking preparing for the next guy, the biggest and badder guy that's coming up next. And as soon as, you know, Goku gets going, bro, and he hits him with that. Superman is going fucking bye-bye, bruh. He's gone. So I'm giving it to Goku.
All right, bro. You're probably right. You're probably right. I don't know enough about Goku. You're probably right, but
we can agree to disagree.
It'd be fun. It'd be fun to see like a comic or a cartoon of some sort of crossover there.
There's got to be a fan made YouTube video out there.
There probably is.
For sure.
Boys. All right, man. Well, that's it for the pod this week. JC, really appreciate you jumping on here with me. Just the two of us this week. Hopefully next week, we got a couple more hosts and we're able to get back to our regular scheduled programming for the league. But this week it was nice to just chill and talk and go over, you know, this week's matchups and last week's matchups. And
thanks, Skippy.
It was a good time. Hopefully we get this thing out to you guys as soon as possible so you can have a nice little podcast to listen to on your commute to works in the morning.
For sure. And let me say this. If you made it this far into the pod, I want you to do two things. I want you to come up with some questions for the next week's pod, and then also message me or Dip and let us know if you want to be a co-host on the pod with us next week.
We need also people
to offer up helping us out.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love that. We would love to have you guys on, one person or two. You know, I like the Birdo and Vic pod. I like the four person pod. It was pretty fun just having four people shoot the shit for an hour or two.
Show.
So please message us if you haven't been on this year, and if you have been on this year and you want to come back, feel free to reach out. And if you did get to the end of the pod, send us a message. Tell us what you thought. Leave a like, comment, subscribe. I'm really curious how many of you are actually listening to the pod each week. So,
sure.
Please message us or reach out if you have made it to the end. And JC, it was a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
For sure. So long, fellas.
Peace.
And good night.